Hi, and welcome to Torah Tumecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Rechama Welcher, and today we'll be learning Parsha's Bo. In this week's Parsha, we have the last three plagues. We have Arba, Choshech, and Makas Bechoris, locusts, darkness, and the killing of the firstborn. And this last plague sends Paro completely over the edge, and he doesn't just let the Jews go after this, but he tries to get rid of them as quickly as is possible. But just before this plague of Makas Bechoris begins, we're given some mitzvahs and we're given some instructions. So firstly, we're given the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh, of sanctifying the new moon, which is the first mitzvah that we're ever given as a nation. And then we're also given the mitzvahs of Pesach. Some of these mitzvahs are specific for Pesach Mitzrayim, they're specific for that year only, and some are for Pesach L'doris, they're for the mitzvah of Pesach for all generations. So firstly, we're told that we have to prepare a lamb, and we're given the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and all the halachas that go along with that. And we're also commanded to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and with maror. And we're given the negative mitzvahs of not eating chametz and not having any chametz in our homes. And finally, we're instructed to paint the doorposts of our homes with blood, which is obviously one of the mitzvahs that is just for 1 year, for Pesach Mitzrayim. And then after we're given all these mitzvahs, there's the plague of Makas Bechoris. The firstborns all die. Paro panics. He sends the Jews out of Mitzrayim. And then the slavery ends. So what I'd like to focus on in depth for this week is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of sanctifying the new moon, which is, as we said, the first mitzvah that we're ever given as a nation. And this is perhaps a very odd choice for the first mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't seem to be something that defines us as a Jewish people in the way a mitzvah like Shabbos might. So our key question for today is, why is this the first mitzvah that we're given as a nation? Why is Kiddush HaChodesh so fundamental and central to us as a people that this is the first commandment we're ever given as we become a nation? So we're going to explore this based on a piece from the Or Gedaliahu by Rav Gedaliah Shor, who was an American Gadol and the Rosh Hashiva of Torah Vidas and was Nifter in 1979. And what we're going to learn is that this mitzvah represents a specific energy called Koyach Hischadshus, from the word Chadash, meaning new. So before we talk about why this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is so central to who we are and why it needs to be the first mitzvah that we get as a nation, I'd like to take a couple of minutes just to explain what this energy, what is this Koyach Hischadshus? So the translation of Hischadshus means to renew or renewal. It's an interesting word. It's an interesting word in Hebrew and in English, because the reality is that when something isn't new anymore, it can't really ever be made new again. You can repair something, but you can't renew it. If it's not new, it can never be new. What does renewal mean even? And it's a completely unnatural thing. Generally, in the natural, the physical world, things tend to go in one direction only. Cars wear out, they get worse. Somebody once said to me that bodies are like cars. As they get older, their parts tend to wear out. Things don't become newer. What does renewal even mean? However, in the spiritual world, there is a concept of Hischadshus. There is a capacity for becoming newer. There is a capacity to renew. So this is what teshuva is, for example. It's a totally unnatural process. In the natural, the physical world, there's no such concept, right? If something breaks, you can repair it, but it will always be a repaired item. It will always, so to speak, have the cracks. If you post something dumb on social media, you can apologize, but your reputation will never quite be the same again. If you mess up at work and you lose big money for your company, then you can apologize and you can work double as hard, but there will always be that stain. Things won't be the same again. But teshuva, which operates in the spiritual world, is completely unnatural, and it gives you a totally blank slate. And there you can renew yourself. You can be like brand new again. Not repaired, but new. And it's an amazing idea, this Koyach Hischadshus. In the spiritual world, we can become better. We can become newer, so to speak, than the day before. The opposite of the way the natural world operates. We don't wear down. We can improve. We can innovate. We can create. And this is what we mean by the term Hischadshus. Reinventing, renewing ourselves. Now, in this week's parsha, when we're given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is a mitzvah based on the renewal of the moon, we're at the same time we're given this koyach, this energy of Hischadshus. We're given the capacity to renew. We're given the capacity to innovate, to improve ourselves, and to move in the opposite direction of the natural world in which things decay. And that's why it's our first mitzvah given to us just as we're about to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. Because as a nation, we are now moving into a completely new spiritual reality. We're becoming a nation, and we're becoming a nation of Torah. And the Torah world, the spiritual world, is a whole new system to the natural world. It doesn't operate in the way the natural world does. It's a new world order beginning. So as we become a nation of Torah, we're shifted or we're transitioned from a natural world in which things decay into a new reality of a spiritual world in which we can improve and in which we can renew ourselves. And this new order, this new system of relating to the world, it's exclusive to Klal Yisrael. It's exclusive to the nation of Torah. It's exclusive to the nation that operates in a spiritual sphere. The Torah says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. It's for you. This mitzvah is exclusive to Klal Yisrael. This concept is exclusive to Klal Yisrael. Everyone else operates and it's bound by the laws of nature, but you, Klal Yisrael, you are not. And as we said, we're given this mitzvah specifically at the time of redemption. Now, very interestingly, we find that the galus, the exile, starts with the same concept, with the concept of hischadshus, but at a time when it's all going wrong, actually. According to the Sfas Emes, based on the Medrash, the slavery is ushered in with what? When does the slavery start? With Vayakom Melech Chadosh, at the beginning of Parashat Shemais. There's a new king in Egypt, a new Paro, and he doesn't remember Yosef and he doesn't have gratitude to him for saving him from the 7 years of famine anymore. And the Medrash tells us, what is it meant by a new king who doesn't remember Yosef? Either he is actually new, or he's the same king with new decrees. But something over here, something in this king has been reinvented, has been renewed, or has been innovated. And the Medrash asks, how could this be? How is this possible? Hischadshus, as we said, it's a specifically Jewish energy. It's a specifically spiritual energy for a spiritual nation. And what's even harder to understand is, how is it that the king of Egypt, of all nations, was able to utilize this Koach Hischadshus, was able to create something new, to renew himself? How could it have been Egypt? Egypt is the nation that's most connected to nature. They treat nature as a god. They worship the Nile. Egyptians are determinists. They believe that what you read in the stars is your future, right? How can they have the power of Hischadshus that's completely the opposite of nature, that's beyond nature? How could the king of Egypt have made himself new, have changed himself into something new? How could he access this koach of Hischadshus that we described as a deeply spiritual power and that doesn't operate in the natural world when he operates exclusively in the natural world? So the Medrash explains that unfortunately, when Yosef died, we started wanting to be like the Egyptians. We tried to assimilate. And when we tried to assimilate, we lost what separated us. We lost what set us apart. We lost what was special about us. We lost the special power of being above and beyond nature and the power of Hischadshus. And because we lost it, it became up for grabs. And the Egyptians took it from us. So, says the Chidush HaHarim, the beginning of redemption is reclaiming Hischadshus again. If we lost it at the start of the exile, the beginning of the redemption is reclaiming it. And how do we reclaim this power? How do we reclaim Hischadshus? With the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh, with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The start of the redemption is when this power of Hischadshus is returning to Jews. Once again, it becomes, as we say in this parasha, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. It belongs to you again. And along with receiving the mitzvah, the power of Hischadshus is restored to us. We're given the possibility to renew our deeds. We're given the possibility to become newer and to become better, instead of decaying like the natural world. And what we're saying here is essentially that to be Jewish means to renew ourselves and to reinvent ourselves. To be Jewish means to wake up every day and think, what does Hashem want of me today? Why did Hashem give me today? If yesterday would have been enough, I wouldn't have needed today. If Hashem gave me today, it's because I need to do something today that I didn't do or I couldn't do yesterday. And if Hashem gives me tomorrow, it's because there's something that I can do tomorrow that I didn't do today. And imagine we woke up each day and asked ourselves this question. What can I do in thought or in behavior today to justify another day in this world? Because if today isn't better than yesterday, what is the whole point of today? And so it makes a lot of sense now. We need to learn this. We need to internalize this idea as we're made into a Torah nation, as we become a spiritual nation. And again, this mitzvah is represented by the moon. The moon diminishes, but then it renews. It gets bigger and it gets brighter. And we say in the bracha of Kiddush Levana, we say Shehem Asidim Lehischadesh Kamoisa, that we as a Jewish people, we are destined to renew just like the moon renews. It's part of our destiny as a people. So let's focus on this idea of the moon renewing for a moment. Rav Gedalia Shor quotes the Maharal, who tells us that everything that happens in this world, everything that happens in the physical world, is really a symbol of what's happening in the spiritual world. Everything spiritual also manifests in a physical way. For example, Pesach falls in the month of Nisan. Nisan is described by the Torah as Chodesh Ha'aviv. Now, when the Torah says Chodesh Ha'aviv, it's not a description of the season. It means that there's an energy of spring or rebirth in the spiritual world. Meaning it's the month of redemption in the spiritual world. It's Chodesh Ha'aviv in a spiritual way. And it's called Chodesh Ha'aviv because of what's happening in the spiritual world. Now, since that's happening in the spiritual world, we also see the effects manifest down here. The spiritual energy kind of trickles down to this world, and we see it in this world too. So that's why when there's Chodesh Ha'aviv in a spiritual way, and when there's rebirth and renewal and a spiritual kind of spring, then we also see the season of spring down here. We also see rebirth down here. So we see trees blossom and we see baby rabbits being born and so on. But what the power of what's happening in the spiritual world trickles down, so to speak, so that we can see it manifest over here in the physical world. So whenever we see something happening in the physical world, it's a clue that we can detect a parallel that this is really what's going on in the spiritual world that we can't see. And why is this so important to know? Why is it important to understand? Because if we understand what's going on in the spiritual world, if we understand what energies are present and what are available, so we can tap into them. So if we see spring and rebirth down here, and we see trees blossoming and baby rabbits, we see rebirth, that means that the spiritual energy of rebirth and of Geula are very, very available right now. So let's plug this idea into the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh and the new moon and his Chachos, based again on Rav Gedalia Shor and the Maharal. Because the new moon in the natural world on Rosh Chodesh, it tells us, we see it here physically, but it tells us that at this time, there's a powerful energy of spiritual renewal happening. There's a koyach ha'ischachus in the spiritual world. Meaning that at this time of the month, when we physically see the moon renewing itself, it's an ideal time for our personal renewal because there's a spiritual energy in the air at the same time. What we see happening here is what's happening spiritually. So it's an ideal time for us to tap into it. It's an ideal time to reset and reevaluate our lives and to think about what are we doing and what do we want to change? We can make ourselves new. How's that? We can reinvent ourselves. We can change. This is the ideal opportunity, the time of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's why the day before Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan. It's a powerful time to prepare for this amazing spiritual energy that we're about to have access to. It's a chance to do like what we do on Yom Kippur, to think about the directions of our lives and to think about our choices and to prepare for big changes, to visualize a better version of myself, one where maybe I can be less impulsive or less concerned about what other people think about me, perhaps where I live a little bigger, and then I can take steps to act on that visualization and to create a better, a newer me. So to summarize, when we're given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, just as we're about to leave Mitzrayim, we're also given this koyach of hischadshus, of this ability to change, this ability to make today better than yesterday, the koyach hischadshus. And this is what sets us apart as a nation that operates in a spiritual sphere. And this energy is particularly available around the time of Rosh Chodesh, this energy to become newer, which is totally supernatural, and it's totally life-changing and totally powerful. Thank you for learning together and have a great week.